From XPN.org and 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia, this is The Blues File. I'm Johnny Meister. It's BB at the Beeb on a new album called BB King Live at the BBC. The album offers two studio tracks and draws on three concerts from 1978 in Hammersmith, 1991 in Glasgow, and 1998 in Croydon. When It All Comes Down comes from the 1978 Hammersmith concert. In 1978, King was just making the transition in public image from younger artist to mature performer, at least for the European audience who didn't really know him from the first two decades of his career. When It All Comes Down was on his then-new album Midnight Believer, and as he sometimes did with new audiences, he actually explained the song a bit.
If you've ever felt like that, you say to yourself, I know I'm good for you, but you just don't know it yet. Now you just go out and do anything you feel like you're big enough to do. And when it's all over, you come on home and I'll be waiting for you. And in the meantime, you start singing.
14 years later, in Glasgow, we find King still in fine form and taking full advantage of his ample sense of humor.
Every time my telephone rings, it's some great big 6-foot man. Every time my telephone rings, it's some great big 6-foot man. And every time my doorbell rings, it's some angry lady with a knife in her hand.
In King's 1998 concert in Croydon, 20 years after the Hammersmith show at the start of the disc, the star is showing his years a little more. The songs, both favorites and slightly less well-known songs, aren't so new. Ain't Nobody Home was a song he first cut in London in 1971. King uses the song to tell the audience that he's still current.
But I had the pleasure of recording with some other young people that I'd never worked with before. I'm familiar with their work, but didn't know much about them. And one of the guys was a guy called Heavy D. For you that don't know, he did a lot of rapping.
In his performance of How Blue Can You Get, King also shares the story of how he wasn't in the original Blues Brothers film, but made it into the sequel.
A few years ago, they had a movie out called The Blues Brothers. I'm sure most of you heard of it or probably seen it. They didn't have me in it. But they have a new one that's scheduled to be released sometime in February. It's called Blues Brothers 2000. They do have me in it. I've been downhearted, babe. Ever since the day we met, I've been downhearted, baby. Ever since the day we met, our love is nothing but the blues. Baby, how blue can you get?
How Blue Can You Get bridges a major span of King's career, from his Live at the Regal album performed before an almost all-black audience in 1964 to the Blues Brothers 2000 film 3.5 decades later. King is loyal, almost to a fault, to the songs in his repertoire. The two 1989 studio cuts on Live at the BBC include Paying the Cost to Be the Boss, a song that might have been better off retired from the show. But then there's also The Thrill Is Gone, done 20 years after the string section-soaked original, performed here without the violins, but with a blue-hot intensity that rarely arises from such a well-traveled standard.
Thrill is The thrill is gone away. The thrill is gone, baby. The thrill is gone away.
Live at the BBC offers some insight into B.B. King's remarkable longevity in the business. King is certainly a well-known, predictable quantity, but there's never a hint of the perfunctory in his performances. You could almost say that the older his songs get, the newer they sound. I'm Johnny Meister, and this is The Blues File, produced at 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia. Join me for The Blues Show, Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time at xpn.org, or anytime at xpn.org/blues.